My name is
Ali, and I'm a part of the youth team, so I help Ben with the youth work, and they are an amazing bunch of teenagers, and yeah, that's one of my favourite parts of being in Whitney. I also just joined a football team, and I got this t-shirt or jumper yesterday, so that's why I'm wearing it. And it's cold, so I wanted to be prepared. So today, or this evening, I'm talking about peace, and specifically the Beatitude, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God, or for they will be called children of God. So yeah, I'm just going to jump into it. So, what is peace? Now, I've been racking my brain with this and trying to come up with a few ideas, but I think it would all be great if we could just... I'd love it if we could all close our eyes and just take 45 seconds to think of the most peaceful thing we've ever experienced. Maybe it was a view at the top of a mountain. Maybe it was the sound of the sea crashing against the shore. Maybe it was hearing good news from a loved one. Maybe it was just seeing a moment of beauty amongst all the chaos. Now open your eyes. Were they good memories? Okay, that's good. Perhaps you might like to go back. I'm just going to share a few examples that popped into my head when I did this. I feel peace when I take a moment, sit down, and listen to the sound of everyone singing worship to God. So it's something amazing when there's 100 people or 1,000 people just singing praise to God. And I don't have the best voice either, so I like to not hear myself as well. That's part of the reason. But another part is just the amazing atmosphere that is created. And it just fills my heart with joy. And I feel peace in that moment because it amazes me. I also feel peace when I work hard at something. And when I look back at the work that I've done. An example of this is climbing Scafell Pike, which is the tallest mountain in England. This year, with the gap year students, we got some glorious weather. It wasn't wet, it was actually sunny this day. And the sun was shining. And I remember halfway up this walk, I looked back down at the mountain and I saw the sun glisten upon the water. And I saw the progress we had made. And it was just all beautiful. And I felt peace in that moment. And I'm never going to forget that. Now, I'm not going to necessarily redefine peace for you today, because I don't think I have the position to tell you when you should feel peace or when you shouldn't. But I'm going to open you up to a new idea of what Jesus meant by being a peacemaker, because I think there's something really, really important there. So basically, peace can mean many things. It's subjective. Peace can be a moment of silence, free from the busyness, free from the distraction, and free from other people's problems. Peace can be a truce between two countries to end a war, ending the hurt, the pain, and the hatred, and moving on. Peace can be coming to terms with something hard, maybe a family member who is sick. For me, my dad has skin cancer, and this is his second time of having it. And it's hard, and I can see the pain and the frustration it causes him to not feel comfortable in, well, his own skin. However, I feel like I have peace over that situation, even though the situation is ongoing. But this peace isn't really because of anything I'm doing. Maybe it's someone or something else that helps me have that peace. And we're going to look deeper into that at Matthew 5. So The Beatitude, I'm going to only read one verse, but if you like to look around and have the context, then go for that. Matthew 5, verse 9. It just says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." I'm just going to read it again. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Sounds easy enough, right? If we are peacemakers, we will be called children of God. Now let's go do that, right? But it's harder than we think it is, and it requires a lot more courage than I think I have by myself. So to help us do this, and to help myself do this, I had to answer 4 questions, which I'm going to try and answer for you guys today. First one is, what is a peacemaker? Second one, what does Jesus mean by a peacemaker? Why should I want to be a peacemaker? What motivates me to be a peacemaker? And how do I go about being a peacemaker? So why should I do it? And then how do I do it? Because if we're not motivated to do it, then we probably don't need the instructions of how to do it. So the first question, what is a peacemaker? Well, it's kind of interesting because why is Jesus calling us to be peacemakers when he was one of the most controversial figures of his time? What's so special about being a peacemaker? Jesus didn't exactly have the most harmonious teachings and ministry. He challenged people. He ruffled the feathers of the Jewish hierarchy. And he even threw over a table in the synagogue. Either Jesus wasn't a peacemaker, or I'm missing what he meant by a peacemaker. Okay? Peacemakers are people who make peace. It sounds simple enough. They most likely help others move towards having peace. Like a peace negotiator in a conflict, or a mediator between two sides. Or maybe even a psychiatrist for some people. But what does it biblically mean to be a peacemaker? Where does the ultimate, true, eternal, abundant peace come from? Who can provide that thing? Surely it's only God. Who else can provide such a wonderful, everlasting thing? C.S. Lewis wrote, "God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself, because it's not there. There is no such thing. God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself, because it's not there. There is no such thing. Therefore, true peace, the one we probably crave inside, comes from God. Therefore, as we're called to be peacemakers, people who help others have peace," I'm saying peace a lot, but I'm having to get it across. "We should be helping them have this eternal peace which is sourced by God." That's the important bit, sourced by God. Not by myself, my friends, or my parents, or anyone else, but sourced by God. Maybe through them, but by God. The way that makes sense to do that is by helping others have a relationship with God. Because then they've got that constant relationship to lean on God for that peace. To summarize, a peacemaker, the way that I believe Jesus means it, are people who help others access the eternal peace on offer. Now, I'm going to tell a story about my great friend Claire. And she sat right in front of me. But don't worry, she's already read this. Now, Claire has known me since I was 10. Claire is great. She is fun, determined, and loves people more than most people I actually know. However, when I asked her whether people would say she's peaceful or has peace, she said, "Probably not, because I'm driven." Driven people want to be the best they can be and want everything to be the best it can be. And therefore, this might mean challenging the norm, pushing people to be better, and calling people out if they're not living up to their potential. And I know that. Claire's done that with me. Is Claire peaceful?
Yes.
She has inner peace, and she would say that. But is she peaceful? Maybe not. I barely see her sit down for a long period of time, unless it's to do work. Even if we're watching a movie, she'll get up and go do other things. But is Claire a peacemaker? Absolutely. She loves people so much that she wants them to have the ultimate peace, which comes from a relationship with God. Now, I'm not saying at all that when people have that relationship with God, they suddenly feel at peace with all that's going on around them. And I know that in my own life, that's not true. Over the last 4 years of following Jesus, so since I was 16, my family has suffered with alcoholism, depression, cancer twice, abuse, divorce. And I know that I don't have peace in all of these areas. But I do know that if I continue to give these things to God and involve others in the process of healing, God will bring that peace over the situation. But I have to have a heart open to letting go of the emotions that have come with those issues. I believe, like forgiveness, peace is a choice. And it starts with us saying, God, I want to have peace and healing in this area, and I need you to provide it. And again, like forgiveness, it's work. It's a mindset and an everyday choice to give those areas of our lives over to God. And it's hard. So just now, I've touched on two different kinds of peace. There's eternal peace, which we'll experience when we leave this world and spend eternity with the Father. And the second peace, which God provides today, over our daily struggles, which just don't seem to go away. Now, the third question that I mentioned was, why should we want to be peacemakers? What's going to motivate us to actually go along and do it? Well, firstly, Jesus is calling us. So being one, being a peacemaker, would be being obedient to the Father. But I know for myself, that's not necessarily going to convict me to do it. But secondly, I believe if we've had the pleasure of experiencing the peace of Jesus, we should know the freedom that brings and therefore want to help others access that same peace. That makes sense, right? Like, I've been lucky enough to have that. I should have a heart to provide that for others. We so undeservedly experience that peace. We're fortunate to have this gift on offer, and like Claire, hopefully we love those around us enough to want to help them journey towards this eternal peace. That requires work. And finally, the last question is, how do I do this? How do I do it in my place of work? How do I do it in my place of school? How do I do it at home with my kids? How do I go about being a peacemaker? I think it's simple. I think you need to bring God into the situation. Whatever situation it is, I think if we're saying that true peace comes from God, you need to bring God into that situation. And firstly, it starts with asking God what you should do. because sometimes we might say the wrong thing. And then maybe you could ask if you can pray for them. Maybe not necessarily there, because that can be a big step, but maybe just at home in our rooms. Another step could be to surround them with the love of God through a healthy community. My life was transformed through community showing they loved me. The person you might be thinking of that needs this peace might need the exact same thing. My challenge, or final takeaway, or highlight reel, if you will, is this. Peacemakers help others access the peace of God. Okay? Peacemakers help others access the peace of God. And maybe a few examples before I just close up are, so say your work, if you've got two colleagues that just won't get along, if you want to see peace in that area, talk to God about it. And then he'll guide you with what to do. Or maybe a friend with a difficult relationship. Or someone with a health issue. God's the best person to start with in that healing process. Who is the Spirit writing on your heart to be a peacemaker to? What can you do this week to help them? Do you even have the courage to help them? Because some days I don't. I would love it if at some point during the worship we could spend some time just reflecting on what your personal next step is to be a peacemaker to those around you. Maybe you need somebody to be a peacemaker to you. I'm going to close in prayer and then hand over to whoever's next. Father, I just thank you for the peace that you brought to my life. The love, the acceptance, the forgiveness. And I just pray that we can just have the courage and the wisdom just to go forth and to know what to do, Father. And that we can lean on you when we go back into our workplaces or schools or wherever we spend our weeks, and that we can just bring peace to those people, Father, sourced through you. In your name, amen.